The Rio Del City Council held a study session and a regular meeting on Tuesday the 17th in City Hall. The study session concerned drastic changes to the wastewater rate structure and included a presentation by Doug Dove of Bartle Wells Associates, who conducted a rate study for the city earlier this year. Currently, Rio Del has the highest wastewater rates of all the municipalities and service districts that were studied at $73.94 a month, no matter the actual usage. The proposed changes would alter that to a rate based partially on usage, so the higher users would be paying more than the low usage homes. The proposal would also change the billing for rentals so that the property owner was held responsible for any unpaid balances rather than the tenants as it is currently. The city has been left with large unpaid bills by tenants that move out with no recourse. Vacant homes and rentals will be charged the flat rate each month in the new proposal as well. The rate structure would charge a flat fee of $51.15 per dwelling unit, plus a volume charge based on the prior winter water use. The usage in December, January, and February would be averaged and used to set the volume charge for the next year. Households would be charged $4.41 for each cubic foot of water that was used during those winter months. For example, a home that was determined to use 5 cubic feet of water on average during the winter months would be charged $22.05 on top of the flat fee to total $73.20 each month. The rate study showed that the average home in Rio Del uses 5 cubic feet of water during those winter months. If a household used very little water during those winter months, then they might see a decrease in their monthly wastewater bill. Those that use more than 5 cubic feet will see an increase. The average user would not see much of a change in their monthly bills using this formula, so Rio Del will remain as the highest wastewater rates in the area at this time. The City Council will be holding 2 public hearings in the future regarding the proposed changes. The regular meeting was broadcast live by Access Humboldt as a test demonstration. The City Council will decide whether or not they want to continue the coverage after evaluating the ongoing costs as well as the cost of upgrading the sound system in the chamber. Coverage of the meetings will continue to be provided independently at the RioDelTimes.com website either way. The Council received the completed 2012 financial statement audit, which is available online and at City Hall. The draft hazard mitigation plan was also received and is available for the public to review. The city declared 4 properties as surplus in a first step towards selling the assets. The properties include abandoned city wells on 1.2 acres on Bellevue Avenue, 5.5 acres off of Monument Road, known as Monument Springs, and 2 small well sites at the former Eel River Sawmill site. The proceeds from any sales would go back into the water fund and likely used to purchase capital equipment. The Council voted to approve $15,000 for a survey of city boundaries, right-of-ways, and drainage on the former Eel River Sawmill site that was annexed by the city in 2009. The long-standing problems with sediment and runoff on that property became the city's responsibility when it annexed the area during its bid to relocate the wastewater treatment plant to that location. City Manager Jim Stretch summarized the history.
City annexed the Eel River Sawmill site back in 2009. And when it did so, it inherited, probably unknowingly, a drainage problem in that area caused by a fairly unusual amount of sediment that flows out of the hills down into the drainage channels and floods up the culverts and the ditches. And then we have flooding.
The flow of water across the property, which has been declared a contaminated site by the EPA with industrial waste, which runs into drainage that ends up in the Eel River, as described by Stretch.
When that system is plugged, that water naturally flows across the sawmill site, which is an EPA declared contamination site. It flows then into the ditches, culvert under the highway, and then ultimately to the Rio River, which is probably not a good idea.
It is possible that the survey will show at least some of the responsibility for the cleanup resides with the county, neighboring properties, or the North Coast Railroad Authority, but that remains to be seen. The survey is also required in order to apply for grant applications to help with the cost of remediation. The Redwood City Hall sign that was installed in 2008 will be colorized and a rock planter added to the base. The council voted to approve the color scheme of white and black lettering for contrast and forest green for the border. The council approved amendments to the fence ordinance and an increase to the sewer connection fee, bringing the cost to $5,220 for each new connection. In an earlier council meeting, the city agreed to delay billing the new connection fees for the large Danco construction project, which includes numerous new connections, until the entire project is complete. The next city council meeting will be held on Tuesday, October 1st at 6:30. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.